Good morning. Yes, indeed. I'm on my hot girl walk on the journey. And yesterday I had shared about the data that I saw as it relates to my pacemaker battery. I don't know if you didn't see it or if you don't know. Back in October, when they transmitted the data, my battery said that it had 10 years left. Well, yesterday, when it did the transmission, it said 8 years. So calculating from the date of last submission to the date of new submission, less than 160 days and over a year of battery life is gone. Poof. So with that being said, there was so much that came to me. I'm flipping through my journal to figure out all the things that have happened up until the time period. There's a lot of contributing factors that play into battery life, pacemaker, heart failure. It's a lot. And when I tell you my brain was doing some mental gymnastics like it was the Soul Circus. Oh boy, was that a clown show. Today I'm in a better space. I had to feel the feelings because that's a lot to process. If you don't rely on a battery to keep you alive, then this may or may not be relatable, but imagine having a tiny battery implanted inside of you that keeps you alive with, of course, God's guidance and grace and mercy and all of that. But this battery powers your heart and continues to allow the body to function. And then finding out that in less than 160 days, over a whole year of life of the battery is gone. That's not like a small drop. That's very significant. So significant that I immediately reached out to my cardiology team in Tampa at USF Health and was like, hey, I see that y'all reviewed this and there's nothing to report here. However, comma, I don't know if this was looked at with intention, because this don't look right. So I've had my pacemaker since 2022. So 11 years doing the math, you know. So something's not right. And I know something's not right. And I'm processing that. I am processing, receiving the information. I thank God for people in my village to be able to hold space for me during this time as I process and navigate a lot of frustrations that I had, and even feelings of things in the past resurfaced, and like having to let that go and heal, because literally my battery can't take it. My battery is running low very quickly, and that's figuratively and literally. So that's where I'm at. But I'm going to continue to move my body. I'm going to continue to inspire others. I'm going to continue to show up as my best self. But this is a season in my life where I've spent so much time advocating for others that it is time to truly advocate for me and to ask for help. And all of those things that I had been fearful of. But this is the year of fearlessness. And so I can't operate with fear. So these are some of the things that I'm just putting out in the atmosphere. The things that I need and desire. So I need better health care. Currently right now, I have United Healthcare. I'm paying roughly $560 a month for healthcare, and when I tell you, it has been insufficient. Even the location of me being in Tallahassee has just been a nightmare because the infrastructure of their healthcare system in Tallahassee is beyond me, which I just find so problematic that we have all of these problems in the capital of Florida, and yet some of our leadership in Florida act as if we don't, there's nothing to be, y'all are filing bills about displaying a flag, and meanwhile, you have complete doctor practices that have been established for over 30 years just closing with no real place for the people to go. So I'm not trying to make this political, but everything is political. Everything is political. You can't afford not to be paying attention to politics. So with that being said, it's time to mobilize and activate. It's time to use your voice and to speak out. It's time to have those hard conversations and not be quiet about things that you see is happening. Because there's people's lives that are literally on the line. I'm included. And the games that are being played on the backs of our children as it relates to the state of education is a whole nother matter that I'll get to later. But it just saddens me that there's so much chaos and controversy that's happening in our country. And folks don't even know what's true or not. And then we have all of these different tech tools that are supposed to help us, and they're being used to spread information and to cause further harm. And then you have other companies that are weaponizing on that and is using that to their advantage against us. Yeah. So I'm really thinking about this silent retreat of just being silent. No phone, no computer. Silence. But also then I hear, I can't afford to be silent. Look at what I'm dealing with my heart. And after I posted, there were several people that reached out to me with support and love and research, and I appreciate it. I'm grateful. I'm also grateful for my equalizers and my digital guardians. So if you're not tapped into the Patreon, tap in. For the folks that are in the accountability circle on Telegram, I appreciate you and thank you. You hold me accountable to these weight loss goals that I have. Almost 100 pounds lost. I can't do weight loss surgery, so I have to move my body, and that's okay. So there's a lot that's going on out here. And I just wanted to take a moment during my hot girl walk to talk about it, to say the things. Pray for your loved ones out here. Tell them that you love them. Reach out to the folks in your village. If you care about them, let them know. Because life's too short. Because over a year, battery life went like that. And when your life is connected to it, it hits deep. It hits different. So I'm using my voice to talk about it. How short and precious life is. Yeah. Y'all be blessed. I love you. Stay encouraged. Continue shining your light. And don't forget these three keys I talk about. Accountability, transparency, and integrity. It's important.